If there are any problems with tonight's execution, Georgia State University law professor Lauren Lucas says expect more of those legal challenges.
Any means actually kill the individual. You know, we don't tolerate torture. We don't tolerate cruel and unusual punishment. So not every means of execution is going to be upheld under the Constitution.
Challenges to the Georgia law that keeps the identity of the execution drug supplier a secret have not succeeded. But that law, according to Stephen Hawkins, allows for what he calls an experimental and cruel method of ending someone's life.
We have seen numerous problems with lethal injections themselves through personnel administering the drugs who are not trained medical professionals in many instances.
Hawkins is the executive director of Amnesty International in the U.S. In Oklahoma, an independent autopsy revealed officials failed to properly insert needles into Clayton Lockett's arm. Reports say it was clear Lockett was in distress. The Georgia Department of Corrections says executions here are carried out with extreme detail and all personnel know their duties. According to documents obtained by WABE, at least two doctors, a nurse, and three trained staff members are all involved in the execution. Rose Scott, WABE News.